We make it simple. No queues, no paperwork. Just a quick interest-free advance straight into your account. Stanbic Cash Advance is your solution. If you're not with us, make the smart move and join us today.
Dial *247# today and experience the power of Stanbic Cash Advance with Stanbic Bank. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time on Phoenix FM is 13 hours now. Time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Tributes continue to pour in for late former President Edgar Lungu. Finance Minister urges AFDB to prioritize private sector support for sustainable growth. And in Global News, World Bank U-turn ends loan ban to Uganda over gay rights. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has paid tribute to former President Edgar Lungu, who passed away in South Africa yesterday, describing him as a leader who laid a strong and courageous foundation for Zambia's democratic governance. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says Mr. Lungu, who served as president from 2015 to 2021, will be remembered for his bold and selfless decision to gift the nation a reformed constitution, an achievement that many of his predecessors had struggled to accomplish. Mr. Mwanza says Mr. Lungu's leadership was defined by his willingness to relinquish powers that others would have fiercely guarded.
His vision for a better Zambia was also reflected in infrastructure development, including the construction of modern facilities such as the Kalindawalo General Hospital in Petauke and introducing a healthy insurance scheme for every Zambian, which continues to serve as a testament to his commitment to improving the lives. President Lungu was a man of humility and introspection. He did not shy away from acknowledging the challenges and shortcomings of his administration, including the rise of political violence. He was honest enough to admit when things had gone wrong and courageous enough to apologize, a quality in leadership and a reflection of his deeply human character.
And the opposition Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF party in South Africa, has expressed deep shock at the passing of Zambia's sixth president, Edgar Lungu, and has emphasized the importance of embracing the democratic principles he championed throughout his tenure. In a statement, EFF national spokesperson, Sinao Tambo, has acknowledged Mr. Lungu's complex legacy, marked by significant strides in strengthening Zambia's international relations, promoting unity, and introducing policy initiatives to diversify the economy beyond copper reliance. Meanwhile, opposition Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo has disclosed that the residence of the former head of state will be reserved to accommodate immediate family members, with a few exceptions of national leaders, including members of the diplomatic corps, senior church officials, and traditional leaders. Mr. Tembo said mourners wishing to mourn with the family of the former president Edgar Lungu at his residence should give prior notice, and has emphasized that the general public and party members mourning the former president should instead convene at the Patriotic Front Secretariat in town along Lumumba Road.
And one of the key resolutions guided by other family members that are still in South Africa is that the residence of His Excellency, which is here, will only accommodate family members who are coming to mourn our dear former head of state. However, there will be very few exceptions of notable national leaders, such as members of the diplomatic service, senior members, of the church, senior traditional leaders who will be accommodated to come and mourn with us here at the house of the former head of state. So those who may want to come here have to get prior clearance.
The former president died yesterday, aged 68, while he was receiving routine medical treatment at Mediclinic Medforum in Pretoria, South Africa. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbeko Musokotwane has urged the African Development Bank, AFDB, to prioritize private sector support and investment as a sustainable solution to reducing reliance on aid. Speaking at the foundation stone laying ceremony for the construction of the AFDB Group Office Building in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Musokotwane says shifting from aid dependence to international cooperation with a focus on investment and trade should be a top priority for achieving self-sufficiency, saying this is particularly important as aid to countries like Zambia remains uncertain. Dr. Musokotwane acknowledged the bank's active support for the Lobito Corridor project, which has received over $2 million in funding, describing it as crucial for driving significant economic growth and investment, particularly within the mining sector. He has, however, cautioned that while such economic projects are promising, limited access to financing for the private sector could hinder Zambia's ability to fully realize their potential.
As we put up this infrastructure, please take note of the vision that is there now in terms of international cooperation. I think we are all agreed that the days of continuous begging and giving, that era is getting towards the end of its life cycle, and what we are focusing on is international cooperation based on investment and trade. In that model, the private sector plays a very important role. So, yes, as a government, we will, as we know, be accessing financing, but equally important, please pay a lot of attention to the needs of the private sector.
At the same event, AFDB Vice President for Regional Development, Integration and Business Delivery, Nena Nwawufo, reaffirmed the bank's commitment to supporting Zambia's development across various sectors such as energy, water and transport. She also revealed that since its inception, the AFDB has provided Zambia with approximately $2.7 billion through various projects.
The bank is committing about $250 million to the Lobito Corridor Development Project in the first instance. We are also engaging with the private sector to explore funding options for their interventions within the corridor, because we know and understand that their participation will be catalytic in achieving the expected economic development. This new office demonstrates the continued commitment of the African Development Bank to strengthen its partnership with Zambia.
The construction of the bank is expected to commence in mid-June this year and be completed by the end of 2027. The Southern African Development Community, SADC Secretariat, the Government of Zambia, and the Development Bank of Southern Africa, DBSA, are set to commission the Kazungula Water Project on the 9th of June, 2025. The 12 million euro project, which will be inaugurated by President Hakainde Hichilema of Zambia, aims to enhance water security and sanitation infrastructure along the SADC North-South Corridor. The project, funded under the SADC Water Fund hosted by the DBSA, is a joint effort among regional and international stakeholders. The German government has provided significant funding through the Federal Ministry for Economic Cooperation and Development and KfW Development Bank. The Zambian government has also contributed a notable 10% investment, while the SADC Project Preparation and Development Facility provided an additional €985,000 in preparation financing. This is according to a joint statement by Head of Communication and Public Relations at the SADC Secretariat, Barbara Lopi, Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Principal Public Relations Officer, Prince Chiuni, and Head of Communication, Marketing and Events for the Development Bank of Southern Africa, Swaneni Piri. The National Biosafety Authority, NBA, has reiterated its commitment to upholding the highest standards of food safety